what is new, what is going on. Wednesday is upon us, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the 14th of May, tomorrow, the Ides of May. So that'll be something we have to look for. We got to be careful tomorrow. But today, we move ahead, straight ahead, without worry, without fear, without concern. And the good news this morning is that Donald Sterling is being prayed for. Yes, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, Mr. Sterling, made things maybe a bit worse because of his television apology. But the exciting news today is that Basketball Hall of Famer Magic Johnson said he's going to pray for Donald Sterling. Johnson said he'd rather focus on the NBA playoffs than Mr. Sterling's comments. But he talked to Anderson Cooper. He seems to be on top of this. Anderson Cooper is. Johnson directly responded to Sterling's accusations that Magic has not helped black Americans. He said, quote, "My whole life is devoted to urban America. So I just wish he knew the facts when he opened his mouth when he was talking. He's a man who's upset. He's reaching." And so the story about what he's done in inner city Los Angeles and inner city New York became part of the story. He said, "What kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then catches HIV? And is that something we want to respect and tell our kids about?" That was what Sterling said or asked of Anderson Cooper. So Anderson Cooper decided he'd bring Magic on to respond to that. He's trying to find something he can grab onto to help him save his team. It's not going to happen. I'm going to pray for the man. So how many of you are praying for Donald Sterling? How many of you prayed for Magic Johnson when he said that he had the HIV virus? How many of you think that Magic Johnson is the same ilk, basically, as Donald Sterling? Are any of these people the real deal? Are they real? Are they honest? Do they have integrity? Or are they just full of themselves and full of baloney? I guess that's up to you to figure that out. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is with me today. You can email him, or better yet, send him some in your behalf for my behalf. Email is a good way of communicating because I get it fast. I have not time as I'm doing all this, although I'm going to master my new piece of equipment and do some Twittering and Facebook stuff myself. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny will update us, bring us up to date on some of the things the last 24 hours that have caught people's attention. The plan outlined, possible path to peace. More good news today. A possible path to peace. To love that alliteration. Oh, by the way, Jennifer worked, God bless her, until about an hour ago on a problem at her family's company in Los Angeles. So, yes, good night, sweetheart, good night. Anyway, plan calling for all sides to refrain from violence. Plan calls for talks on decentralization. The plan calls on a review of the status of the Russian language and also calls for amnesty for those involved in the unrest. If you lived in Ukraine, would you go for that? What do you think? It's better than fighting all the time, right? Better than what the alternative is. I find this to be good news. A judge has struck down the Idaho gay marriage ban. This has become almost a daily conversation, what with the stories of various states voting for or approving gay marriage. Why that even has to take place is something that's a mystery to me. Why is it any of your business whether somebody next door to you, somebody across town from you, somebody in another city, somebody in another state, somebody in another country, somebody on another planet? What difference does it make as to whether they're married or single? And why does their sexuality make any difference any more than their race their religion. There used to be a ban, and there kind of still is, by the way, an unspoken ban in some religious sects, S-E-C-T-S, that you can't marry outside of your religion. The Hasidic Jews, they're more ferocious about that rule than I think any other religion that I know of. As there are Muslims who marry Christians, there are, in terms, there's the Orthodox, there's the Conservative, there's the Reformed Jews. I think there are, I know of some, frankly, that are friends of mine, Jewish women who married Catholic men, Jewish women married Muslim men, Jewish men marrying, well, yeah, actually, now I think about it, I don't think I know any Jewish men who are married to, yes, I do too. As a matter of fact, I just thought of one who works with me. Yeah. All right. So the point here is that gay and lesbian couples in Idaho can start getting married as soon as Friday. The state's ban on same-sex marriage ruled unconstitutional. Every state that adopts one of these rules is going to have it thrown out because it is unconstitutional. Thank heavens there's something that gets read that seems to make some sense. And that makes sense. At least it makes sense to me. Maybe it doesn't make sense to you. God bless you if you disagree. It's a principle of the thing, and it has to do with your own business. It has to do with your rights as a human being, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have a comment, you can send that along to Ken and me as well. 14 past the hour. And by the way, I'm getting comments about BuzzBox Coffee. There are any number of products that we talk about on the program. I was happy a couple of weeks ago to have Jeff Erickson on, who's the man who created BuzzBox Coffee, which is the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. And then there have been notes that have come along from people who have been in on this. Let's see if I can find Mary. Writes, hi, guys, referring to Jennifer and to Roberta and Kenny and Richie. I phoned in last week to order my free pound of coffee. Coffee was in my mailbox on Monday. And like you've been saying, I could smell the coffee before I opened the mailbox. I haven't said that, but it does say that in the video. You can see BuzzBox Coffee video at DougStephan.com. I am so enjoying this coffee. Oh, my God. It's awesome. The best I've ever had. But I particularly wanted to let you know how impressed I was with the BuzzBox customer service representative who took my order. She was not only professional, but very personable. I felt like I was ordering from family. My order was speedily processed, acknowledged by email, shipped, and in my mailbox in what amounted to be the third day. I'm glad to know that my good coffee drinking experiences will be helping the great charity that you're talking about. This is from Mary in Lexington, Kentucky. Well, Mary, yeah, we're helping young children get milk. That's my deal. Because of being a dairy farmer, I'm consistently aware, always talking to people about how good milk is for children as they're growing. And because there's so many places in the world where children don't get enough to eat, they don't get enough support, they don't have enough really good food, that's why I partnered with World Vision here, an organization you can trust. They're consistently top-rated by independent charities that monitor this sort of group. And so the money is going to go to directly save or help children in need. We have 1,000 Doug Stephan listeners to line up to get the free coffee from BuzzBox, and then we'll be able to provide about 3,000 young people a day with milk consistently. So it's a cause, and it's a big help, and it's also probably the best coffee you've ever smelled or tasted. BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee. Get your free BuzzBox Coffee. Either go to DougStephan.com, click on the BuzzBox logo right-hand side of the homepage or any of the pages at DougStephan.com, or call them at 866-456-7805 to get the kind of treatment that Mary was just writing about. That's 866-456-7805 for your free bag of BuzzBox coffee.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day. All right, so facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What do we have? The latest conversation about Casey Kasem seems to be stirring some of the listeners to the program, Kenny.
Yeah, Tim says, just to play devil's advocate here, remember two things. In custody disputes, the courts don't always get it right, and you're only hearing one side of the story.
All right, so what's the other side of the story? Why isn't somebody telling the other side of the story? Would be my question, yeah?
Because I guess because Jean, Casey's wife, is the only one who knows that side.
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't. I mean, why? And I guess I could say the same thing for this as I would say for the gay marriage ban or the gay marriage discussion. Why does that make a difference? I mean, everybody's. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. Many people loved Casey Kasem on the radio, a good entertainer. But why is what happens to him our business? Is that a question
The only thing I can think of is that the kids have really made it our business because they've generated so much publicity.
Yeah, I don't think it's my. I'm curious about it now that they bring it up, but I don't believe that Casey Kasem's life or future is any of my business. But I wish him well. I think that's the thought to hold. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Came out why we couldn't have Kenny Howe with a lot of the songs of the 60s and 70s. There was a question and then there was an answer song, like My Girl and My Guy. But there were a number of those songs. So why couldn't we have found the song is called Want Ads. The Honeycombs is the name of the group. Got a gold record, in fact, on this date, 1971, for this group, Three Women. The group formed in Los Angeles, 1969. Had a couple of million sellers. The Want Ads and Stick Up. Remember Stick Up?
Yeah.
It's basically the same song. If you listen to it, Michael, see if you can find Stick Up, and we'll compare it to Want Ads. And they had four songs on the charts. This one, though, really, really was a strong, big seller. But thinking of it, listening to it, as a matter of fact, Michael, start it over again, will you? Start at the beginning of the song, and I'll point out what it means. Okay. Wanted. Young women, single and free. Why couldn't we have that? Why not? Wanted. Young women, single and free. Have a little from both sides of the street there. All right. Anyway, Michael, did you find Stick Up? Not yet. No. All right. Well, you can find. Meanwhile, we'll go into the late night mode. Did I say light? Late. Light. The late, late night mode. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers. The town meeting went late last night, so I was able to watch the monologues for most of these shows. And, man, I'll tell you, where is Johnny Carson? They are just not making it. Anyway, let's see if you get a chuckle out of some of this material. Here's Conan O'Brien to start it out.
In North Dakota. Oh, my God. In North Dakota, a woman... Shut up. In North Dakota, a woman gave birth in a Walmart parking lot. Yes, that's right. Which is surprising, since you usually find labor at a Home Depot parking lot.
Check this out. Coca-Cola has dropped its You're On slogan for Diet Coke because the way it was positioned, it looked like it said, You're On Coke.
Check it out. See,
no. I feel bad, yeah. But unfortunately, I don't think the slogans they replace it with are going to help with that either. I'm taking a look. First, there's Everybody Seems More Interesting on Coke. Next we have I Know a Guy Who Has Some Coke. And here's the last one, Coke, It's Great Through a Straw.
It's confusing. I heard something before I came out here, and I think it's going to stun and sadden everybody. According to a new survey, Europeans drink more than anyone else in the world. Europeans. And when I heard that, I said to myself, can't we do anything anymore? What is wrong with us? And then I went on to say that another study, I never really heard this, that eating dark chocolate and drinking red wine would prolong your life. Have you ever heard that? Well, get ready, because it turns out it's not true.
Oh.
Yeah, the study was conducted by the New Haven Institute of Buzzkill.
Oh.
Some international news. Yesterday, Iran claimed to have created a replica of an American drone they captured 3 years ago. Apparently, it's such a realistic copy that when they turned it on, it immediately bombed Iran. So jokes on them.
Hi, that was pretty funny. Not bad. Okay, here are the honeycomb. We promised stick up. Here it is. Doesn't that sound a lot different than one end? Yeah. Hey, aim to please, Aaron. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Gara LaMarche. Coming right up, given the UN and U.S. reports of damage from climate change now, why do the two parties have such different views of this issue?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excited. Turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and LaMarche. Given the overwhelming scientific evidence and recent UN and U.S. reports about how climate change, not in the future, but now, is damaging our country, why did the two parties have two polar views of this issue?
I think the United States' complicity in it is negligible. I don't like calling science. This is confirmed science. There's no such thing as confirmed science. But more importantly, and you could make this a bipartisan issue, if we could all focus on adaptation. Climate changes. Climate has been changing for millennia. There's been floods. There's been drought. There's been pestilence. So I'm working now on coastal restoration and flood protection, as opposed to having this ongoing political fight.
Look, report that just was released was based on thousands of pages of peer-reviewed journals. I don't think there's any significant debate about the science. But the question that troubles me is how this got so politicized, because it really wasn't always that way. And I don't know why it has to be a partisan issue. What I find difficult to understand, as opposed to all the other issues on which there's partisan divide, is that a lot is at stake here. Everybody's own children and grandchildren are affected.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Gara LaMarche.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Kenny, that on this date in 1607, the ship Susan Constant, Goodspeed and Discovery, set out to sail across the ocean blue from Plymouth to the New World. They didn't know they were going to the New World. They didn't know where they were going. They ended up in Jamestown, or what is today Jamestown, if you've ever been to Jamestown, had a chance to climb aboard these restored ships, you wonder how anybody could have survived this trip. These little ships, I've been on them. You've been on them, Kenny? You've been...
I was born in Virginia Beach, which isn't too far from Jamestown. So yeah. As a kid, lots of the schools in the area took field trips up there.
So what did you think when you got on them?
I was too young to really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't get that, you know, that this rickety old thing had to go all the way across the ocean.
Right.
I thinking about it now, I can't imagine even attempting it.
Yeah. I think that one of the things, I suppose, the thing that we would bring ourselves around to realizing is that probably all of us, or many of us, have had ancestors who were on this ship, who came from this ship. And then think about, as I was thinking about the cramped quarters, the small, when I was visiting there, the people who were alive then were very short, much shorter on average than are we. The average person was about 5 feet tall. Remember the stories about George Washington and his bed, that sort of thing? Very, very, they're hardy, obviously, had to be in order to survive. They wanted to get away from King James the First. That's why they called it Jamestown. Duh. How many people remember Captain John Smith of Pocahontas fame? Right, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
First permanent English settlement that is now the United States. So yesterday I was criticized by somebody named Virginia, who sent me an email upset with me that I had compared what happened to us, i.e. when we separated ourselves from the British, to what's going on in the Ukraine. Because the Ukraine is entirely different. And I still ask, and maybe you have the story, Kenny, or maybe you've got some response there, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, whether or not somebody or anybody agreed with Virginia that I was off balance, out of my mind, out of place, improper comparing. There's nothing at all like what we did. And I'm not convinced that it isn't the same. The situation's the same, maybe the way it's being done. But we set things up. I mean, think about the poem that I read on Patriots Day. Listen, my children, and you shall hear. You know what the we call them patriots. They were doing, oh, man, if I say this. No, I'm not. I just edited myself. Okay, so let me back up just a little bit. I'm putting it in reverse just a little bit. I'm back up about 10 feet. The things that were done by the so-called American patriots, and they were, I guess, they were proclaiming their independence, wanting to get away from British rule. Religion was really the reason for the discharge. So they set all kinds of traps. They were really terrorists, terrorists of their day. You can sugarcoat it any way you want to. You can tell the story any number of ways. How many times have I walked? I don't know whether, Kenny, you've ever gone over to Lexington, Concord, but like you, coming from Virginia Beach, and all the locals would go see what went on at Jamestown to hear the story. I, growing up in this area, went to Plymouth Rock as a kid in elementary school, walked the trail between Lexington and Concord, and have done it on some other outings as well as an adult. It's quite an interesting walk. You can imagine yourself as a patriot, as a farmer, as a musketeer, because that's really what they did. They had muskets. They were musketeers, hiding behind the rocks, hiding behind the trees, and coming out and shooting the British as they marched their way from one community to the other. And they had little, they weren't bombs, but they had what amounted, it wasn't dynamite, it was gunpowder that they'd put in kegs along the way, close to bridges and stuff. And when the soldiers would get close to the bridge, they'd shoot at the bucket of dynamite or bucket of gunpowder, blow up the bridge, and blow up everybody who's on it. So how's that any different than some of the terrorist stuff that goes on today? We're more sophisticated, but am I right or not? Think about it for a second, and you can scream at the radio if you'd like to. That's fine, but I think if you really think it through, you will find that any time these things go on, and they've been going on forever, that's the way the human spirit is. We want to be free. Now, whether the Russians have influenced the Ukrainians or the way sent their thugs there to alter the course of history, that may or may not be a nuance of the story. But there still are a lot of people there that don't want to be in the Ukraine for whatever the reason, whether they're being duped, they're not educated, whatever it is. And I don't see that it's our game, frankly. I don't like puking Putin any more than the next person. And I'd like to see him trip and fall on his own words and his own experience. By the way, speaking of that, here's something that may or may not amuse you. The story of Conchita Wurst. Anybody know who Conchita Wurst is? She is described as a slender and stylish woman. She has a full dark beard. Yes, a beard. She has just won a big television contest. This is her. Eurovision. This is a big tradition in Europe and has done a lot to bring together the various countries, neighbors, if you will. This is a competition driven by crisscrossing rivalries, some subtle political overtones to this. This is being sung, by the way, in English. This is a Russian woman. Have you seen her, Kenny?
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
But she's a man.
She's a man, but she is. I mean, she's a bearded woman. What are you talking about? Her name is Conchita. How could she be a woman?
That's the name she uses.
Ah, really? President Putin, I just find the gasps, if you watch some of this stuff, the audience, I think we just heard some of the audio, right? The surprise of seeing this competitor, the public reaction, millions of people cheering for her because she won the competition. And yet, not everybody found this performance that inspiring. President Putin has not had nice things to say about her. As the standard bearer for his country. And anyway, the tensions, the Russians have had tension with Eurovision anyway because they were not supportive of his move into Crimea. But it was Conchita, the bearded lady who stuck like a stone inside the Putin reality show that he was trying to create. Russia, along with Belarus and Armenia, filed petitions to remove her from the competition or at least have her cut her beard. So, she wowed the viewers. Apparently, she has some political interest, not a stake, but she was very outspoken in her message that was anti-Putin. So anyway, I thought it would be interesting to hear her. And for those of you, I don't know, we post this on Facebook, maybe? Post a picture on Facebook of the bearded lady who won Eurovision. It's sort of Europe's Got Talent. It's like that. That's the kind of competition it is. She has not impressed her Russian peers, however. All right, so there's something for you to check out. Meanwhile, we're going to go back to the conversation of climate change and what happens in the new world order of thinking. James M. Taylor is the editor of Environment and Climate News. Will be with us in a moment to discuss what you've all been hearing a lot about, why the winter was the worst in 20 years for a lot of people. Get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room. From coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No.
To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No.
To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm going to.
No.
Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day. Even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store online or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might overpay. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow 3 easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and to lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, climate change. The what was the term that was used for the weather during the winter, Kenny? What was the, there was a Polar vortex. Thank you, Michael. The polar vortex. Was that just a word, or was there something that actually happened that meant something? Why do you think this was the worst winter in 20-some-odd years, especially if you are a traveler? James Taylor, managing editor of Environment and Climate News, is here, a monthly publication devoted to science and environmentalism. Whether or not they go together, it depends on your point of view, much as anything else. Mr. Taylor, thanks for joining us. I guess that is the question that people have. Why was this winter, from your research and your writing, why was this the worst in 20 years, especially if you were a traveler?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on the show. What this winter shows is that despite all the gloom and doom predictions about global warming turning the Earth into an oven, the fact of the matter is we've had less than 1 degree Celsius of warming during the past century. And what it means is that when you have, due to a variety of natural factors, a cold winter, it's still going to be a very cold winter. In fact, it can be the coldest winter on record, despite the modest warming we've had. It just shows that the global warming we've had is very modest and is not nearly what the alarmists tell us it will be.
Well, wasn't it always the case, if you studied the science, that global warming didn't really mean that the planet was warming? It was just changing. Things became warmer. For example, if you look at what's going on in Greenland, according to some of the science I've read, it's because of the warming South Pacific and the impact that that has on the jet stream, and the air getting up there is 4/10 of a point higher than it was 10 years ago, that sort of thing. Does the word global warming get misused or misunderstood because it doesn't really mean that the planet is warming at all? It's just changing.
Well, we're getting a little bit of warming, and we're adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, and that is going to give us a little bit of warming. Often what happens is folks then want to say that anything that happens regarding our weather patterns must be caused by this global warming, and that's just silly. The planet's climate has always been changing. It changes on a year-to-year basis. It changes over decades at a time, and that's always going to be the case. And the effect's not going to be uniformly felt, and you're really not even going to notice the results. The only way that we're really going to notice the results is through scientific instruments measuring the Earth's temperature, and we're not going to see much on a day-to-day basis.
One of the things that has come out in these discussions is what happened over the course of the 4.5 billion years the planet's been in existence, the drilling into the core, the taking samples, trying to figure out what the weather was 18,000 years ago, 24,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, 400,000 years ago, whatever. Whatever the question is about what's really going on has to go back that far, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's a very important point, because when we hear about the past decade or the past 2 decades being the hottest on record, when global warming activists use the term on record, what they're referring to is basically the past 100 years.
Right.
And they're comparing our temperatures to the Little Ice Age. The Little Ice Age lasted from about 1300 to about 1850 or 1900 AD. And that was the coldest we've been in the last 10,000 years. Yeah. But when we compare our current temperatures to the temperatures that predominated over the past 10,000 years, we see that right now we're actually quite colder than that long-term average. We're not in some type of unprecedented territory where we've never been this hot. No, quite the opposite. We're actually colder than average when you look at the proper context.
Well, the understanding that people have of this is, as you suggested, back to when the weather records started, which was in the 1880s, as I recall. So maybe we've got 160 years of information. That pales in comparison to the real experience of the Earth. The last ice age was, what, about 20,000 years ago, something like that? 20,000, 30,000 years?
Yeah, it ended about 10,000 years ago. And what's really interesting, too, is that when we look back at the Ice Age, we've been in an Ice Age epoch for the past 3 million years, mm-hmm. and you have Ice Age glaciations that occur for about 100,000, 150,000 years at a time. And then you have brief interglacial warming periods that last about 10,000 years. That's what we're in now. We're in one of the interglacial warm periods. Now, interglacial warm period has been going on for about 10,000 years. I mean, unless something drastic is changing or is going to change regarding this this ice age epoch we're in, we are just about due for the next return of ice age glaciation conditions. I'm far more concerned about that than the warming that we're having right now, especially when our current interglacial warm period is actually cooler than the past several interglacial warm periods.
So,
again, the global warming activists try to make us forget about that proper context.
All right, ice age is coming. That's the headline here. James Taylor, Managing Editor of Environment and Climate News, thank you for being here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Excuse me, where was that? In the back of my crevice here in the upper part of my brain. It's think. You know, I was about to say think tank time. I don't know why. The last guy came from a think tank, so maybe that's where I am. I am at Tech Talk time, however, and so are you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 54 minutes after the hour, in a landmark ruling, Europe's highest court says people ought to have control over what pops up when their name is Googled. What do you think that is a legal? That's a battle waiting to happen in America. But in Europe, the Google folks are going to have to change the way they do business, or they will be fined. I don't think you're going to run Google out of business, but it's interesting, Kenny, that this went as high as it did. The Supreme Court over in Europe, the amalgamation of European countries. Where did that go? Yeah, the European Union. Thank you, Michael. Michael's always on top of things. The EU says that you should have control over what pops up when you use Google. Like, you've all probably done that, right? Michael's sure. Googled his name. Kenny's Googled his name. I've Googled not much. Well, recently I did it. And I don't think I like some of the things that came up. Well, that happened to a lot of people in Europe, as you can imagine. So some folks took Google to court, and they won. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over here, as Googling is much more a part of our everyday lives than it ever has been before. But let's well, we won't hold our breath, but figure something is going to change. Speaking of things that are changing, how are you feeling? Are you using, because of all the allergies, Afrin? Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Use it as directed. Coming up in a matter of moments, Shelley Palmer is going to help you with Nike's recent readjustment of their wearable tech strategy. What's that all about? Find out in a moment here, right after this word from Afrin.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Nike recently discontinued Nike fuel bands and fired a bunch of related staff. However, President and CEO Mark Parker said the company still plans to be a part of wearables going forward through partnerships to create more reach for the existing fuel system. Does this mean that Nike is out of the fitness tracking wristband business? Is Nike going to concentrate on software and apps and let others figure out the hardware? Or does it mean that fitness tracking wristbands are just a fad? Nike may stand for excellence in sports and fitness, but Nike Fuel did not stand for excellence in fitness tracking technology. Its unique combination of hardware and software was an experiment in fitness tracking, but fuel points were an arbitrary metric that helped you accomplish nothing. This may be a sign that fitness tracking wristbands are a fad, but the quantified self movement, of which fitness tracking wristbands are only a small part, is going to be here for a long, long while. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Travel rewards usually take forever to earn and even longer to redeem. Introducing Orbitz Rewards, the instant approach. Earn and redeem rewards instantly. Book a flight, use the rewards instantly for your hotel. Book your hotel, use the rewards to stay longer. Book a package, you get the picture. Earn even more when you book on the Orbitz app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join today at Orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
The Tech Talk Time program, or part of the program, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a lot of technology. I'm actually following some right now, so pardon me while I go back and looking at the video.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.